Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, October the 24th. Thanks again for your outstanding support of this program and this service during our just concluded fall pledge drive, which wrapped up on Monday afternoon. It's gratifying and humbling to know how much you care about the strength of this service. 7,100 of you pledged to donate $988,000 to help pay for what you hear and the costs associated with putting it on. About 2,070 of you pledged for the very first time. Welcome to our brand new members. I know more than 20 of you pledged during my new member challenge on last week's Friday Week in Review program, because I pledged to donate $10 for every new member who called in during that hour, and I ended up making a $240 pledge after it was all over. So thanks to everyone, and thanks to you if you're an ongoing or current member too. We are here to serve you, and we couldn't do it without your help. Now that the pledge drive is over, we thought we would ask you, whether you're a dues-paying member or not, what you would like to hear discussed on this program in the coming days and the coming weeks. It's my October open line, when we want to hear about the issues that matter most to you today. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Toll free from anywhere. If you're in Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. talk@wpr.org. And please include your first name and community with your email. I posed a couple of questions at the top of the hour, too. Are there issues that you want to know more about that are playing out in the presidential campaign? Do you need to know more about how the candidates stand on certain issues? Or do you think you have a handle on all of them? Have you already made up your mind who you want to vote for, or are you undecided? And what, if anything, can Wisconsin Public Radio provide you in terms of information that would assist you in your selection of a presidential candidate? We'll be happy to take those calls as well. And I'm also interested in whether or not you want to hear all politics all the time, if you want to hear mostly serious discussions of heavy issues, serious issues, important issues like the war in Iraq or a possible war with Iran, or do you welcome more variety? Do you welcome lighter topics from time to time, cultural, social issues, lifestyle issues? The reason I bring this up is I did a program yesterday in the 8 o'clock hour with an author who wrote a book called Going Gray. It was about her decision to stop coloring her hair and go gray. And it was about what she learned by doing that and how she was perceived by others and why she has decided to stay gray as a 51-year-old woman rather than trying to look younger with hair color. And I want to know if you think that kind of discussion was a waste of time. Too trivial to be discussed on the Ideas Network? Are there many way more important issues that you need to hear about or want to hear about, like international warfare? Should I be talking about that instead? The reason I bring this up is I received mixed reaction on that. A couple callers called in or sent emails saying that that was a waste of time and I shouldn't have done that program. But I also got a bunch of calls and emails from people who wanted to give me their take on the question to go gray or not to go gray long after the program was over. So we also received more reaction, I think, to that program than any program in a long time in terms of caller participation and emailer participation. So I'm leaning more toward doing more social, cultural issues, lighter stuff from time to time. I don't consider it fluff, and I wonder if you do. Or do you want to talk me out of that? 1-800-642-1234 or 263-1890. It's all fair game during my October open line, and our first caller is Rich in Hustisford. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to suggest that because the state budget got passed, a lot of veterans' benefits just became more available for the veterans in the state of Wisconsin, and I would suggest you do a show on veterans and veterans benefits and updates on veterans health care in the United States.
Okay, thank you very much. Write that one down for a follow-up program. We will have Joe Winicky on, by the way, in our next hour. the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and he's going to give us his take on the state budget that did pass last night in the state legislature. We'll touch on vets benefits anyway, so thanks very much, Rich. What about you? We're going to check the weather, and then we will take more of your calls during my October open line, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. It's 15 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, October the 24th. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Coming up this afternoon here on Earth Radio Without Borders with Gene Faraca after 3 o'clock, is a U.S. strike on Iran inevitable? Gene will talk with the principal White House aide during the 1979 Iranian Revolution and the U.S. hostage crisis. Gary Sick will join Gene Faraca after 3 this afternoon. We had a request in to talk with him. He's coming to Madison on Thursday. We thought we might talk to him on Thursday morning, but I guess we'll scrap that. He's on with Gene this afternoon at 3 o'clock. This is our October open line when we're asking you for your suggestions of topics and guests that you would like to hear on this program. And our next caller is Carol in Janesville. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I just heard you talking about the book, Go Gray or Not Go Gray. Unfortunately, I missed the segment, but it sounds very interesting because it doesn't sound like it was really about whether or not to have gray hair. It sounds like it was more about whether or not to be yourself or try to look younger, and especially for women, that's a real issue.
That's right. That's what the program was about.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what it sounded like. So I just wanted to say thumbs up. I think that's great. I think that's a very appropriate programming.
Thank you very much, Carol. Good to know your opinion. If you missed the program, you can always go to our website anytime to hear any program you missed. If you're interested, WPR.org is the website, and all of our programs are archived, and you can listen to them at your convenience through your computer. So appreciate that. Chris in Columbus. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. I got to tell you that I would have loved to heard that Go Gray or Not show, because as a proud bald man, you should do a male aspect of it.
Okay.
But on the more serious note, I've been interested in an exploration of by psychologists, child psychologists, as to the correlation between the current emphasis on self-esteem and the current crop of school shootings. It seems to me that as we devalue accomplishment, which encourages self-confidence, and value self-esteem, which you don't have to work to earn, when someone's self-esteem or pride is injured, children can't deal with it in a mature fashion, and therefore we have this latest rash of school violence. That's just an observation. I'd love to have you have a prominent psychologist like Dr. James Dobson or somebody on to explore that topic.
Okay, all right. I'm a little surprised by the guest suggestion, but sure. We certainly can explore self-esteem and school shootings connection. Thanks very much, Chris. Appreciate it. John in Madison is with us now. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Hi. Well, I'm going to repeat an old criticism as of about a month ago. Your show should definitely, on at least 1 hour, feature whatever the most prominent, pressing, international and national news event of the last couple of days, relegating them to the week in review and giving 5 or 10 minutes, giving short shrift to these incredibly important topics just doesn't cut it. NPR's blip coverage of these, you cannot go into the Armenian genocide in Turkey. You can't go into the history of now the Turks pressing to come across the border without historical context. the Turks killed 40,000 of these Kurds over a 10-year period, wiped out a couple thousand villages, forced the emigration of a couple million people. You can't get that context with a simplistic coverage like you get in your regular news coverage, or the fact that they're pressing for autonomy now. They've made 11 contracts with these oil exploration firms, and Maliki said they're invalid, but they're going to do it anyway. It's going to be a fait accompli on the ground. So the point I'm trying to make is, your hours are the critical hours. People don't have to enter. They can't change to Gene Farrakh at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when they're at work. When they're getting up between 6 and 9, and the transition from work, say from 7:30 to 9, this is when they can turn on the show and really get the kind of information they need. I really like a lot of the topics that you have on what I would call your entertainment venue, but still one of them should be dedicated to something that is really necessary for the function of a democracy. They've got the people have to be informed.
Thank you very much, John. I take your comments to heart. After 8 o'clock this morning, I will be talking with a guest about President Bush's latest request for war funding, the $46 billion request, which makes the total request for war funding $196 billion. Democrats in Congress are vowing they're not going to rubber stamp this request, and they're not going to give it to him before Christmas, is when the president was requesting this money for the war efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan. We'll also talk with our guest about some of the other issues, Turks going across the border, as you mentioned, and what that's going to mean. Thought we would also talk with our guest about Senator Barbara Boxer. Made comments yesterday that the war in Iraq was diverting resources that could have been used, should be used, in fighting the fires in California. So we'll talk some about that as well during our 8 o'clock hour. So we'll talk a lot about the war in Iraq and the request for war funding coming up later this morning. Michael in Oshkosh, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. I just heard a fellow a little bit ago talk about the veterans having more money, but I'm more interested in alternative housing in Wisconsin.
What kind of alternative housing?
Would be like subsidized housing, and have somebody speak on that.
Okay, all right. Thanks very much, Michael. Subsidized housing. All right, we appreciate that. Here's another question I also want to, it's not really a question, I just want to share a fax that I received from a listener yesterday, someone who faxes from time to time when he's upset with me, and he was upset with me yesterday, because he said I tried to censor a caller during yesterday's 7 o'clock program. That program was on why some traditional Republican business people were defecting from the Republican Party. Maybe you caught that, maybe you didn't. Anyway, the caller during that program told our on-air producer, our call screener, that he blamed the problems in the Republican Party on neoconservatives. And that's what I expected the caller to say when I put him on the air. But he went off on a totally different point altogether. He started criticizing the Tommy Thompson administration in Wisconsin for spending too much money on prisons. That was fine, but I told the caller that I would have the guest address that particular point, but I prompted him to say what he called in to say, which was that he thought the neocons were hurting the Republican Party. So then he did bring up that point, too, when I pressed him. So this listener who faxed me accused me of trying to censor that caller and criticized me for censoring callers and not letting that caller criticize the neoconservatives. I just want to point out that listener missed the point. I didn't censor the caller's comments. I prompted them. If you have any questions or comments about our call-in policy, call screening policy, we invite those, too, during this open line. Anne in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, I do think that the screening policy is overzealous. You know, people are a little nervous when they get on the air, and sometimes they don't end up saying, unless you want them to read a prepared statement, they end up, you know, having ideas because one thing connects to another. And I think if you don't allow that, you make your program you know, look censored anyway and be boring. And I've called a number of times and said, with so much going on, we're in a constitutional crisis right now. The Democrats are about to grant immunity to the telecommunications companies that knowingly cooperated with the Bush administration in wiretapping millions of us. And all these things, I think, if it were a very calm period and nothing were going on, it's okay to talk about pies and hair coloring, which turned out to be pretty interesting, the hair coloring one. But I think that you owe it. It's like pulling teeth to get money from people. I know, because I've listened to plenty of pledge drives from several mm-hmm. stations in Madison. It can't be easy. And we need substantive coverage of all the issues. And like, I listen to BBC every night. I originally did it because I lived behind a factory that was so noisy, I was trying to drown the noise. And if you follow their format, they cover what's going on in Africa, the treatment, not in a general way, but very specific coverage of, say, women's treatment in most of the world. What's going on in Bangladesh? I mean, just all over, not just the same old stuff the United States is involved in. And you're a good interviewer, but I think that you tend to allow the guest way too much time, and you tend to talk, you know, fill in a lot, and then the callers get kind of short shrift.
Certainly don't want to do that, Ann, and I appreciate your comments. Thank you very much. Mark in Appleton is with us now. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, what I'm noticing with year after year with a lot of these political parties out there going for whatever office, I think a lot more of them are just fighting like kids and not really accomplishing a lot. And I'd really like to know what their main goal is, and I'd like to see them really stick to it. But in the past, what I've also seen, too, though, is when I've called in, a lot of times this radio station does have a slanted, one-sided view sometimes on opinions and things that I've called on that do go on the air.
What do you mean?
Well, I've, on more than one occasion, I've only heard Wisconsin Public Radio kind of favoring some things that are kind of a little biased and not really putting the full 100% open story of what the callers are trying to get out there in
yeah.
more than one instance with this radio station.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what you mean, Mark. We try to bring on a bunch of different guests, and we have a bunch of different viewpoints from callers, and we try to provide as many viewpoints as possible. We're not taking a stand on the issues.
But a lot of times your station has, though. The facts are out there. Why like, would I lie?
Well, for example, I'm not saying you're lying, but give me a specific example.
It would be too many where I'd have to go back and recall. So you see, right here as you're speaking, you're debating me. But let me ask you this. If I'm lying, what would I benefit from lying out of it?
No, I'm not saying you're lying, Mark. Not at all. I just wanted to try to see how we can do a better job with whatever example you're going to give me. But we have news now from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio that we need to hear. And then we'll take more of your calls during my October open line, looking for your suggestions for issues and guests that you'd like to hear on this program. And any questions you have, feedback that you have, 1-800-642-1234. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Wednesday, October the 24th. And this hour, it's my October open line when I wonder from you, what do you want to hear discussed on this program? What are the issues that matter to you most today? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. You can also send an email to talk@wpr.org. A couple of questions that are on the table that people are also reacting to is whether you want all politics all the time or mostly serious discussions of heavy issues, or if you want more variety, or if you like to hear cultural, social issues from time to time, lighter issues from time to time. Another question, any specific issues that you want to know more about when it comes to the presidential election in terms of the candidates' stands on the issues? 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890. Joan in Shorewood. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. Thank you for taking my call. With regard to the choice of topics to be discussed on public radio, I believe that we need to stick to topics of substance. If we want to look at trivia, all we have to do is look at the mainline media. Trivia is everywhere. That's all there is trivia. Mm-hmm. I think we need public access TV like Democracy Now, and the equal of that is public radio. We need to hear about the vitally important issues. Right now we're involved in a horrendous war that is shows no sign of ending. We're facing almost bankruptcy in the country. We have the West on fire, caused in part by the effects of global warming. Mm-hmm. And we've got those out-of-control situations, and Americans need to look at these very, very important issues that are affecting our lives. We need to look at those in depth, and we're not going to get that from Fox 6. We're not going to get that from the mainline media.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Joan. We will, in fact, we're talking about doing a program on the California wildfires and whether there's a link to global warming there. And as you may have heard me in the last half hour mention, we will be talking a lot about the war in Iraq and the president's request for additional war funding, $46 billion. That's in our 8 o'clock hour. And we'll certainly try to cover these important, serious issues as much as we can. Thanks. Dave in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Three things. I'd like to get some tips on how, when we call, we can better contribute to the show, how we can be more concise, how we can get our point across, and how we can, in general, make the show a lot more better and interesting for us callers and other listeners.
Well, that's good. The on-air producer will ask you what your question or comment is for the program, and hopefully the on-air producer can also try to say, well, I'm not sure how that relates to, you know, point X, and I need you to be briefer than that. Can you? It's good to be as clear and concise and on point as possible.
Yeah,
it's also good to bring up a point that hasn't been addressed a lot already, you know, the same point, because we're trying to look for a variety of perspectives, not just the same comment caller after caller after caller. If you have multiple points, we don't necessarily have time for multiple points. So what's your most important point that you want addressed? What else?
Oh, today? Well, let me do two real quick, and you can cut me off. I don't think aging is fluff at all. We have a large aging population, and it's very important that we get in. And we all have relatives who are aging, and how to deal with that is very important and very appropriate for the 8 o'clock shows. Last real quick, Bill Duddleston. I really, really liked his monthly briefing. I can't say how other listeners did because I haven't asked. But he's back from Sweden, I know, and it would be really nice if we could bring back monthly briefings again.
Sure, yeah. Bill Duddleston is a favorite guest of many listeners, and we didn't necessarily have him on every month, but we had him on frequently when there were some, you know, economic issues in the news. So we would be happy to place another call to Bill Duddleston. He does go away and teaches abroad and has sabbaticals and such, and I'm not sure if he's actually in town right now or not, but we'll check. Thank you, Dave. Great suggestion, and your question was good on the call screening. I didn't go over every single tip that there might be, but those were a few of them. We are, by the way, going to be posting on our website tips for callers to the call-in programs. So we'll actually have those posted, I hope, by early November. So we'll have a list of do's and don'ts or tips anyway for callers. Thanks a lot. Next, we go to Bob in Grafton. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. You seem like you have a lot of grouchy people this morning, except for the last one.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
I have two things I'd like you to talk about. One is the pervading corruption that we have in Madison that comes from such organizations as AT&T that bribe and bully their way through to get their own legislation.
Yeah, well, you're talking about that video competition, Bill?
Yes.
Yeah, well,
they've spent almost $119,000 to get support. They've had false advertising on it. I think this is symbolic of the type of problems that Madison in the legislature and also in the governorship have. And I think that would be worthwhile to talk about.
Okay.
On a more positive note, I think it would be very useful to have more futurists on your show. People like Joe Coates or Marvin Sheetron or what have you. I'm sure that the World Future Society could provide you with a lot of names for people who would be very interested in talking about the future.
Okay, thanks very much. I know from time to time we've had futurists on, like Gerald Celente, I believe, from the Trends Institute, but certainly something we can do more often. Appreciate both of your suggestions, Bob. Beth in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I think you answered your own question about whether we should do cultural/social topics. You said you got a lot of response about the Go Gray segment, which I didn't hear.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Right, I did. Mainly a lot of participation during the program itself, but mixed reaction after it was off air. But I think more was positive than negative.
Yeah, well, I don't mean, you know, positive or negative, doesn't matter, but the amount of reaction you got. And I think you have a very tough job, and you're doing a good job of doing both, you know, national, you know, topic and important world stuff. But I just have one last comment. I mean, how do you define politics? Is it just what heads of states do? What about, you know, the personal is political? What about everyday life?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what a black person experiences, what an old person experiences. That's why we have to have these kind of cultural, social topics. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I agree. But I'm open to suggestion. Again, you've heard a couple of callers during this hour saying, you know, too much fluff. Mainstream media does that too much. But I don't consider talking about aging and whether gray hair will prompt discrimination, that kind of thing, necessarily fluff. But obviously other people have different opinions on that. Tom in Viroqua, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. I guess I kind of agree that we need more hard focus, but specifically I would ask for more focus on issues that are presently before the legislature. Now, to be sure, you know, we've been covering the overall budget hearings in general and particularly stuff regarding, you know, the university budget, which includes public radio and everything, it gets well covered. But it's the ongoing issues where people are talking about specifically. I mean, the example would be, yeah, it's great to have a program on global warming and talk about how we can all change out our light bulbs and what we can do. But the fact is, there is the Governor's Council on global climate change is ongoing now, where they're deciding the future of the energy policies for Wisconsin, where Wisconsin's putting its money and its resources. And this, as far as I know, hasn't been, any of these discussions haven't been covered at all. And you know, and I believe you know that last year when there was the governor's energy, or when the state energy bill was being debated, I tried on numerous occasions to get you to cover those issues. And it came to a point where I was actually being told not to call back because I kept raising the issue, and you guys just, for whatever reason, felt it wasn't something that people were concerned about. But we were talking about $500 million worth of money going into conservation programs and how that was to be spent and who was to control that. And I think when that stuff is being debated by the state legislature or a group like the Governor's Energy Council, we need to know ahead of time. It's not enough to get a report on what they decided or to get it mentioned, you know, as one item on either the Friday show or the Monday the Monday wrap-up kind of a thing. We need really in-depth coverage of these really complex issues.
Tom, I appreciate it. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you short, but we have a weather break right now that I have to take, and I appreciate those suggestions. I'll talk a little bit more about them after we check weather. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to my October Open Line here on the Ideas Network, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, the number to call if you have a suggestion or some feedback for us. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, about 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, October the 24th. Coming up after 7, we will welcome in Joe Winicky, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, to get his take on the state budget, which passed last night in the state legislature and is on its way to the governor's desk. That's coming up after 7. So we will be talking about some state budget issues again, Tom. Coming up in our next hour, we are going to continue our state capitol report every Monday in the 7 o'clock hour, where we try not to just review what happened, but look ahead to things that are coming up in a given week. And we plan to follow state public policy issues like the issues you brought up throughout the fall and beyond. So not just in the Monday State Capitol Report, but other times as needed. And I know recently we did have Spencer Black on the program talking about his legislation to cut greenhouse gas emissions. We've done different programs on renewable energy. We'll continue to do more, obviously, very important issue. And I do appreciate all of your input in the past about that energy conservation fund that you wanted us to do more on. Was one of those things you were able to bring it up many, many times, and you weren't told to necessarily stop calling. But that's one tip for callers, too, is there are some callers who every single program that they want to call in on, they want to bring up the exact same thing every single time. And it may not be the most relevant point to a given discussion, and it can get kind of old. And we've heard from other listeners who say that this gets kind of old. So that's one of the things, is to not necessarily use the programs as a personal soapbox for just your pet peeve or your pet issue time after time after time after time. Thanks. Nancy in Evansville. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I was just calling to say I really think the variety of shows you do is a healthy balance, and I appreciate the what you would consider the more light topics as well as the more intense topics, and also that in this upcoming election, I guess I want to make sure that NPR continues to provide programming to help us get out the vote and see that at a state and national level that we are providing access for all voters.
Okay.
And just to keep that awareness out there, because I think it really helps when you guys do that.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it, Nancy. Gwen in Beloit is with us. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I talked through the caller just a minute ago. I really appreciate your diversity. It's nice when I turn on the radio, you know, sometimes it's political, sometimes it's about hard stuff, sometimes it's about softer stuff. I also get concerned when people call it fluff. We need that part of our life to enrich us. Aging and gray hair and, you know, sounds fluffy, but there's things we need to know. And so I enjoy listening and not knowing what we're going to cover. I think that too much of the hard stuff isn't good either, because there are other parts of our lives that are equally important.
I agree. Thank you so much, Gwen. Appreciate the feedback on that. Here's another question. We don't have much time in this open line, but I'm wondering, another thing that's been on my mind is whether you're with us right now, you're listening along, it's about 8 minutes to 7 o'clock. Some of you started out at 6 o'clock with me as we began the programming. Would you be up and listening or up and participating in a call-in program before 6 o'clock? I'm just curious. Let's say we started at 5:30 or 5. Do you think you would be in the audience or not? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm not saying that's going to happen, and it may never happen. Lots of things to consider, but I'd be interested if you would like that to happen. Steve in Rice Lake, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Say, I like the format, but I don't care for the week in review.
How come?
I'd like, here's my point. I'd like to see your hours devoted to international, national, and state, and then the week in review go away and have that more the light topics, you know, have a like maybe one day where you do all lighter topics. And the other thing is, when you listen to, like, national public radio, especially, like, Science Friday and all that kind of stuff, that's where I get all my stuff for the state, for the university system. It seems like the state of Wisconsin almost stopped covering. Just as an example, 2 weeks ago they were talking about the influenza and all the studies that are being done at Wisconsin about the influenza and the pandemic and all that, and I heard nothing on Wisconsin public radio about it.
All right.
And
yeah,
I don't understand if it's coming. If you know, we're actually coming from the university system, we should be getting all the university news. You know, I would think, but and it's a good format, and you're doing fine. You do a great job interviewing, but I'd like to see that international, national, and local or state rotate. So, like, one day you do international first, and then you know what I mean. It rotates
like
around
six, at 6, 7, and 8. Devote each hour to a national, international, or state topic, and rotate it around for the 6, 7, and 8 o'clock hours.
Exactly, and mm-hmm. It doesn't have to always be political. It can be whatever's on current events or whatever's going on. You know, it doesn't have to be all about Bush and Cheney or, you know, whatever. It's, you know, mm-hmm. whatever's national, like the fires or the, you know, whatever the topic of the day happens to be. It doesn't all have to be have a political edge. But I just think that'd be a different way of doing it.
All right, thanks very much, Steve. I'll give that some thought. Jane in Fitchburg is with us now. Hi, Jane.
Hi. One of the topics that I haven't heard anything about is our water budget. And what I mean by that is the amount of water that's being taken out of the groundwater and the amount that gets put back in. Mm-hmm. And my understanding is we're on a negative water budget, which means the next world war is probably going to be fought over water, not oil. There are places that are running out of water. And actually, I have two aspects of this. One of them is Professor Cal DeWitt from the university. I think he's maybe in limnology. He would be a good speaker to have in relation to the water, mm-hmm. water budget. And the other thing has to do with the amount of people who are drinking bottled water. And not only because they feel that maybe their water isn't safe, and in some cases, in other cases, they think of it as a convenience, but we're talking about a lot of resources going into bottled water, and is it necessary?
Right.
I'm not sure who's a good speaker for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we've done, and Jane, I appreciate we can do more on these issues. You must have missed it the time or two or three that we've covered these issues on bottled water and water conservation and the water wars and the Great Lakes resources pact, and very important issues, and we'll certainly keep an eye on all of them. Thank you very much. Ann and Decorah, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Joy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be good. I don't have a specific person or group, but somehow look into what's being done to assure proper voting, you know, and I thought the Holt Act was something, and I went on the Internet to try and find it, and I couldn't get any information. And also, I know Jeremy Scahill has been on Kathleen Dunn, but I think it would be good to have him in your time slot also.
Sure. We haven't had him on recently. We did way back when, but not since the latest Blackwater news. Thank you very much. Really getting lots of good feedback, good suggestions. I appreciate it all. You can always send us a suggestion for a program or a question or some feedback to, I'm going to give you Leo's email address because Leo's my producer. He's answering calls right now, too. It's Leo Duran, and his email address is Duran, his last name, Duran, Duran, at WPR.org. Tom and Mequon, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Very good.
Great. I also donated.
Thank you.
I have a couple points. One is that I really noticed, it seems like lately, the last 3 or 4 months, is that a lot of public radio, it seems like it's getting less and less balanced, and that it's more and more left-wing Democrats that's it seems to be like maybe 3 to 4 to 1.
We won't get into a debate over that, Tom. It's just you must be catching the programs that you think are liberally biased and not the ones that are not.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'd appreciate it if you could have somebody on like Phyllis Schlafly. That's a hard name to say. And hear her view about what's happening with the abortion movement lately, and also especially the illegal immigrant issue. One last thing is that I'd also like to see more shows. You had a show on, I think it was earlier this summer, where you talked to a very prominent scientist who had an anti-view of the typical global warming people today.
Right, that was the skeptical environmentalist, and I don't remember his real name, but yes, we did have that person on talking about global warming. Thank you, Tom, for all the suggestions. Thanks to all of you. Thanks to Mark in McHenry, Illinois, who sent this email. I don't know who these people are, but don't get discouraged. You do a super show now with a good balance between heavy political topics and lighter stuff. And he goes on, we thank you very much, and we will continue to try to serve you. Thanks to Leo Duran. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.